Build on the Rock, August 21. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. There are many who profess to be followers of Christ who do not have an eye single to His glory. They have their own ideas and standards, and they keep these before them instead of the standard of the Word of God. What we need is pure and undefiled religion. We need to plead for the righteousness that comes to the truly converted soul who accepts the life of the Redeemer as his example. Let us not think that we can pass through this world doing just as we please and yet be accepted by God as followers of His Son. The gates of the city of God will never be thrown open to those who have not lifted the cross and followed after Christ in self-denial and self-sacrifice. We are never to lose sight of the fact that if ever we come into possession of the kingdom of glory, we must accept by faith the merits of Jesus Christ. Some who pass through hardship and discouragements may feel that theirs is a joyless lot. Let them remember that Christ passed through similar experiences. He knew what poverty and hardship was. He bids you believe on His love and follow in His footsteps. He will work through those who have means to provide for those who need. There is a world to be saved. What are you doing to cooperate with Christ? What are you doing to represent His humility of spirit? Are you seeking to become acquainted with those who are afflicted and suffering, and who need your help? Are you using your opportunities and advantages and means in winning souls to Christ? You may say, "I am not a minister, and therefore cannot preach the truth." You may not be a minister in the generally accepted sense of the word. You may never be called to stand in the desk. Nevertheless, you can be a minister for Christ. If you will have your eyes open to see the opportunities that present themselves for speaking a word to this soul and to that, God will speak through you to lead them to Christ. Many of us have neglected to study the Scriptures. We have failed to develop such characters as Christ can use. The Son of God left the courts of glory and came to our world to partake of its temptations and hardships that He might lift us up and make us sons and daughters of God. He calls upon us individually to take up our appointed work wherever we are. We are to watch for souls as they that must give an account. We are to do what we can to minister to the spiritual needs of mankind. Every day we are building character. Let us build on the rock, Christ Jesus. This sure foundation will stand for every one of us. Sermon preached at Nevada, Iowa.